again, everybody. This is Simeus Day, coming back to you with another podcast for AboveTopSecret.com. Today I want to talk a little bit about the whole premise of somebody quote-unquote wasting their vote. In particular, you know, for the situation, I'm more so speaking about when it comes to Ron Paul. And I've noticed a lot of people, they make a lot of comments in regards to, you know, I would love to vote for Ron Paul, but I don't feel like I'm wasting my vote. He doesn't stand a chance. And really, you know, if so many people feel that way, he doesn't stand a chance. He doesn't stand a chance at all. When somebody, you know, they feel like they're throwing their vote away. And in a way, it's understandable. You know, I understand this kind of thinking. But to me, the way I look at it is that's exactly how the people in this so-called two-party system that have dominated for so long, that's exactly how they want us to think when it comes to any sort of a third-party or independent candidate. And it's exactly that kind of mentality, I believe, that has kept a third-party candidate out of the White House. You know, whether it be somebody who's not so third party, like a Pat Buchanan or anybody along those lines, especially Ross Perot. That was a big thing when he ran. Was a lot of people feeling they were wasting their vote, and you know, in the end, I guess it really turned out that they were. But I can't help but think that a lot of it was because so many people felt that way that they went with the status quo and, you know, voted Republican or Democrat. And to me, it's almost a crazy way of thinking. You know, it's given up before the fight's even begun, really. And if we keep that kind of mentality in this country, things are just not going to change at all. You know, there's so many people that seem to go along with the status quo out of, you know, almost a fear. And, you know, in this particular case, a fear of losing their voice, I suppose. And, you know, if you live that way and if you vote that way, you don't have a voice to begin with. You're throwing your voice away. You're not losing it. You're giving it away by, you know, voting the lesser of the two evils, so to speak. And, you know, especially when it comes up this next year, Ron Paul has a tremendous amount of support. You know, I don't care what people want to say about the fantasy of Ron Paul. There is no fantasy. He has a tremendous amount of support, and he really does have a chance of winning this election. But as long as people can keep us convinced that voting for somebody like Ron Paul is wasting a vote, we don't stand a chance of breaking out of this just lie that is the two-party system. I mean, it really amazes me to look around, especially after 2006 when the Democrats supposedly took power and things were going to change, and you still have people bickering back and forth about who's better, the Republicans or the Democrats. The Democrats, you know, they got their chance. What have they done? Have they done anything? Is anything different? You know, the way I see it is, if you're voting for a Republican or a Democrat, 9 times out of 10, you're voting for the exact same team. You're voting for, you know, you're voting for things to stay the same. You're not voting for change at all when you vote strictly Republican, Democrat. And, you know, I know a lot of you people say, well, Ron Paul's a Republican. No, he's not. He's a Libertarian. He's running as a Republican because that's really about the only way he stands a chance of even getting on the ballot. And that right there should tell people how flawed our political system is the fact that, you know, we supposedly have choice, but to me, being thrown, think of a way to put this, one pile of shit or another pile of shit, and only being able to choose between those two is not really a choice. That's more of a settlement to me. saying, you know, we can screw you now or we can screw you tomorrow, you pick. That's about the only level of choice there is in the current system we have. And it amazes me how many people really buy into this. And a lot of these people, you know, as I said before, they're Air America listeners, they're worshippers of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, people of that ilk. And it's, these people are no different. These people worship the almighty dollar. They don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about your health care. They don't care about, you know, for you global warming people, they don't care about the environment. They don't care about any of that. They care about the dollar. And that's, you know, that's their religion. That's their party. Their party is money. Their party is money. Their party is power. And that's it. That's all they care about. They care about nothing else. And as long as they can keep you thinking that you're wasting your vote by taking the fork in the road, so to speak, then they're winning, and they're going to continue to win. It's really amazing to step back and to look and to see just how easily we're swayed by, you know, the mainstream media, the talk radio hosts, the idiots like Glenn Beck, who has crossed over into the mainstream media. It just amazes me how easily they sway people. It's, you know, they can take an hour-long segment and literally sway votes. And that's amazing to me. That's how involved most of us are in our political system. I mean, just the sheer fact that people can honestly sit back and believe there's a difference between a Republican and a Democrat, to me, shows me how involved we really are in our way of life. You know, a lot of us are so quick to sit back and raise hell about how things are, and yet we continue to believe the same crap that's fed to us over and over and over again. And we go out and we do the same thing every 2 years, every 4 years. We say, man, I love that guy, but if I vote for him, I'm throwing my vote away. You know, at least if I vote for, you know, Bush, or if I vote for Kerry, at least I'm voting for the lesser of two evils. I say the hell with that. I say vote for good for a change. You know, quit picking the lesser of two evils. We don't have to have that. And you know what? If all of us get together and all of us vote for Ron Paul, or all of us vote for anybody, you know, that's different. And we have people out in the streets in mass, you know, stating, I voted for Ron Paul, I voted for so-and-so. And then it turns out that, you know, Ron Paul is somehow defeated in a landslide. We will know without doubt then that something is not right, that our votes do not matter. And then is the time that people need to raise up and people need to say, damn this, I'm not taking it anymore, I'm sick of it. And, I mean, I know you guys have listened to me rant before a little bit, and I'm going to try to avoid that now, but it's, you know, it's to the point now where there cannot be any legitimate argument that Ron Paul bias is not happening, especially in the mainstream media. There's tapes of mainstream media officials saying, I don't want the Ron Paul crowd in this video. I mean, come on. You know, and Bill, I believe it was Bill, started a thread, you know, about poll being canceled because of too many Ron Paul supporters. I mean, come on. And then you've got instances of people actually being threatened for being Ron Paul supporters at the polling locations. I mean, come on, people. You hear horror stories about communist China and about Putin and the way he's running things. How is it any different? You know, is the shit any different because it smells a bit sweeter? It's still shit. And a lot of us are buying into it constantly over and over and over again. I mean, just look at the way things are going. You know, you had Bush Sr., followed by Clinton, followed by Bush Jr., and now another Clinton. Come on. Come on. What the hell's going on here? Are any of you guys not totally convinced that, that there's factions running this country and running the world? I mean, is this just coincidence? Are these people just that damn good? Or is there something behind the scenes going on? You know, do the Bilderbergers maybe have a bit more influence than a lot of people realize? I mean, I think it says a lot that this group must meet in such secret when we know they're discussing all things relating politics and the way we live. Yet these people meet behind heavily armed guard in secret, and that is not the way things are supposed to be. But I guess, you know, it's what I'm trying to say is get over this mentality of I'm wasting my vote. If you want to vote for Ron Paul, do it. If you want to vote for Hillary, do it. If you want to vote for Obama, do it. I don't care, you know, I don't care who it is. As bad as I hate Bill Clinton, if Bill Clinton ever got another chance, if you want to vote for him, damn it, do it. But quit saying I'm going to be wasting my vote. If you vote the way you feel, if you vote from your heart, you can never waste your vote. You cannot. If you feel what you're doing is right, do it. You know, if you lose, if your guy doesn't get in, so be it. You did the right thing, and that's all that can be asked of anybody. Do what's right. You know, don't play the fool. Don't play the puppet. It's time for that to stop. And I really wish people would wake up a little bit and realize that we're really the only hope we've got left. And as long as we keep thinking that, you know, a little bit of change is gonna be a waste, nothing will ever change. You know, I know a lot of people are, you know, they follow the rest of the sheep and they're scared to death of change, and change is a wonderful thing. And I really wish people would get over this mentality of wasting a vote. It can never be a waste if you feel what you're doing is right. Never. There's no way it's wrong. No way. And with that, you know, let me say hey to everybody that's listening. Speaker Truth, I know you'll check it out. Maska, Steve-O, definitely, my little bro. Green-Eyed Leo, don't know if she'll check it out. Lori, of course. Say hey to Cracker. Mark, if he takes a listen. Everybody else, thanks guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't waste your vote. Use your vote. I guess that's really the best thing I can say. You know, if you don't win, keep trying. But quit thinking you're wasting your votes. They're never wasted. Never. Take care, guys. Have a good one. Thank you for listening. As always, leave me feedback as you see fit. You know, if you like it, flag it. If not, tell me you don't. Either way, I'm good with it. I'm nowhere near as stuck on myself as a lot of you guys seem to think I am. I'm actually a pretty decent guy. Just give me a chance. Take it easy, everybody. Stick around, enjoy the song. Actually gave you a new one today. Feel the same. And
are so cruel. She's gone from my life. I'm no longer her fool. 'Cause she